This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So I was just on a national broadcast with Owen Schroyer. His show is called The War Room. It's with the InfoWars Network. And during the show, he was covering the fact that all these migrants are being brought into San Antonio, Texas. And he and his crew went to San Antonio, filmed the migrant facility that was just overrunning with migrants, many of whom were sick, he told me. And he was able to interview like a vice assistant city manager.
We've had multiple people confirm that people from Congo are at this facility. Do you worry about the Ebola outbreak in Congo coming in?
No, not at all.
Why don't you worry about that?
Because Ebola's incubation period is 21 days. And these folks have been walking from Central America to the border for the last 6 months. So there's absolutely zero risk that any of these individuals have Ebola.
Well, I don't know if zero risk is a good thing to say, doctor, because disease can kind of travel with these people as they're moving, but also sexually it can remain dormant in the testes and could be transferred sexually for years later.
Suppose there are mostly healthy people from Congo walking across Mexico, but one or two of them is infected with Ebola. And those infected people spread Ebola to others and then they die. Well, those dead people obviously would not continue walking across Mexico. They would not cross the border. They would not come into the facility. But they would have infected other people who, even according to this doctor, there's a 21-day incubation period. So how does she know that somebody isn't in her facility right now in day 15 of the 21-day incubation period? Secondly, a 21-day incubation period is not set in stone. That's just the average incubation period. It turns out that there can be incubation periods that range from low day counts to high day counts. It could be, for some people, it incubates for only 9 days. For others, it takes 35 days. The 21-day statistic is just an average. It doesn't have to be exactly that. In fact, it depends on a lot of factors. It depends on the immune response of the person, their personal metabolism, the temperature of their body, and environmental conditions. Plus, on top of that, there are viral variations, even in strains of Ebola. Not every Ebola viral fragment is exactly the same. There are different versions, different protein configurations that are called Ebola. Or there could be Ebola mutations naturally in the wild. In fact, there are all the time. Viral strains mutate and evolve very rapidly. Some would argue they are the most rapid. So this doctor, you got to give her credit for stepping up to the microphone, but her answers don't hold up, unfortunately. And maybe she's right. Maybe there's nobody with Ebola in her facility right now. But how do you know that's going to hold true tomorrow? Because they're bringing in new migrants all the time. And in fact, the number of migrants coming in is overburdening all the government workers who are there to handle this stuff. And I ask you this, is it possible that government workers who are overburdened might be forced to take some shortcuts and not do the proper screening? We had Ebola in Texas a few years ago. They brought it in, the CDC brought it in, brought a patient, put him in Dallas, a hospital there, and assured the country that it would never spread because everybody's been professionally trained and all the medical personnel are top-notch staff. And what happened a few days later? The nurse caught Ebola. Well, if they screwed up in Dallas, could they screw up in San Antonio? They can and do screw up all the time. It's their competency that is in question. Governments are not known for efficiency and transparency. So, just something to keep in mind. I'm not saying Ebola is here in Texas, but I am saying that even the people in charge of the situation can't really tell you for sure that it's not. Clearly, it's a non-zero risk. They just don't want you to know that. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.